Welcome to the World's Spire. While Pharaoh found herself to be Father Gortok's prisoner, she and Tsutsutsu formed a plot to take advantage of her freedom to explore the re-education camp. After they managed to lose their guard escort with a few rounds at the bar, they were free to enter the Hall of the Golems, hidden within the abandoned mines. Meanwhile, Tintsy and Zelus scaled the battlements of Sanctum Impadit, led through the misty forest by the mysterious Dark Elf Stranger, and together they looked down upon the camp and prepared to rescue their missing companion. Chapter 11, Prison Break, Part 1. Doc Overall takes great pride in his work at Sanctum Impadit. As the Librarian of Blades, he curates the armory where the workers of the re-education camp go to get their weapons, tools, and supplies. He is a well-loved, portly dwarven man with a big fluffy beard, rosy cheeks, and a smile that could warm even the coldest of hearts.
Oh no.
But today, his smile is replaced with worry as he paces back and forth across the armory. His boy is never late to help him close up for the day. He should have been here an hour ago. And Doc Overall had only just gotten his son back, too. What if he had gone missing again?
Oh, no. Wait, I'm putting things together.
A knock at the door makes him jump, and with a great sigh of relief, he runs over and throws it open. Tsutsutsu, where have you... But Tsutsutsu is not standing outside the door. Instead, Doc Overall sees an anxious-looking dwarven guard.
Oh, Ferengar. I beg your pardon. I was waiting for my boy to come home. I thought... no matter. What can I do for you?
Ferengar's face falls and he says...
Oh no. I was looking for Tsutsutsu as well. I was supposed to be accompanying him and the surface druid, but,
He looks down at his feet and shifts his weight uncomfortably.
Well, we stopped by the bar to take a break, and she showed us this neat social tradition from the surface where they stir each other's drinks, and we were all bonding and having a great time together, and...
And you got carried away.
Ferengar nods sheepishly. Doc Overall sighs and says...
Tsutsutsu was taking her on a tour of the camp, right? Have you checked in the places that you haven't toured yet before you stopped for drinks?
Ferengar shakes his head.
The mines are closed by now, and I've already asked Captain Fossaria. She says they haven't been to the shipping and processing center. We already toured everywhere else.
Suddenly his eyes light up with shock, and with a start he looks back up at Doc Overall.
Oh, you won't tell Father Gortok that I,
The Librarian of Blades puts his hands on his hips and considers the frightened-looking guard in front of him.
Well, I don't want you to get in any trouble. Tell you what, keep looking for them, and I won't say anything. I'll wait up here in case he comes home.
Ferengar begins openly weeping with relief and throws his arms around Doc Overall.
Oh, thank you.
There, friend. You had best be going.
Oh, yes, going. I'm going.
Ferengar salutes and hurriedly stumbles away from the armory.
Hang on, though. We've been calling him Friend Guard, and his name is Ferengar?
Crazy coincidence, right?
Well, we were like, friend? Oh. He must have been like, how'd they know? Yeah. What's his nickname?
Oh my god.
Like, absolutely terrified.
Like, how did they already know my name?
Just just smile and nod at everything they say.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean he doesn't understand what friend means? Because he thinks we were just trying to say his name? So we haven't really fully explained to him properly what friend means.
No, I think he understands what friend means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So I'm like, is he thinking that when we point to ourselves and say it, that we're saying our name is also friend?
Zealous, please roll stealth with advantage.
Oh, let's do this. Where's my stealth? So that's... First one's an 18. So it's going to be 18.
Okay, that is definitely a success. In his still half-drunken hurry, Ferengar fails to notice several figures moving by on the roof of the armory behind him.
Yes!
Zealous follows behind the mysterious dark elf man as he leads your group down off of the red metal wall bordering the edge of the re-education camp and across a steep sloped roof. Tinsy sits strapped into the harness on Zealous's back so as to reduce her armor's clattering while Onyx pads silently beside them. The dark elf stops at the far side of the roof and crouches down. As you all catch up with him, he points silently towards a building which is just visible over the top of a tall, spiked fence. Tinsy and Zealous, can you please roll insight to further interpret his meaning?
Yeah.
I got a 20, not natural, but a 20.
Nice dance. Let's see.
I have to celebrate.
I think I've heard people refer to that as a dirty 20, right?
It was insight?
Yeah.
12 plus 4, so 16.
So the two of you, as you take a closer look at the building, you notice its bleak architecture and high barred windows. It must be a prison of some sort. Perhaps it is the detention center that Father Gortok had wanted to send you to. The Dark Elf man must have assumed that Feral was taken there. What will you guys do next?
Can I do a perception or investigation to see, like, where are we exactly? Are there other people around us? Are we in front of the entryway?
Yeah, sure. So give me a perception roll to see what you can figure out.
I got a natural 1.
Yay!
Fail!
You like how I tried to do it positive by saying natural 1? Yes.
All right, so Tinsy gets the great idea to try and take in her surroundings and compare them to her memories from the last time you were here. And so as you whip your head around, one of the leaves from the moon trees above drifts down and hits you square in the eye, and your eyes begin watering, and you can't see much.
Oh, no.
Can I try maybe?
Yeah, sure. Give me a perception roll, Zealous.
Please.
This is going so well.
I got a 13.
13? All right, so you take a look around. You don't immediately recognize the area right around you. There seems to be a sports field of some kind next to you. You don't understand any sports, so you can't tell whether or not this is a game that's played on the surface or whether it's unique to down here. But you look beyond that, and you do think that in the distance you see the statue that you guys originally came up from underneath when you were here the first time.
Okay.
But the building that he's pointing towards, it's not across the sports field. Basically, if you're looking at the sports field from the top of the building you're on, you want to follow the cavern wall to your right, and that will lead you there. There aren't a lot of people off of the sports field. It seems like there's not much between you and the detention center, but there's also not a lot of cover, so you will need to still be fairly stealthy, even if nobody's actively looking at that area.
Okay. So I'll go to Tinsy, I'm like, so I don't know what these people are doing on this grass area. It looks really weird, but I don't know what they're doing. But if we go over there, we could probably get to whatever the prison may be, but there's just nowhere we could hide. And there's also the statue where we were earlier, the first time.
Tinsy's like rubbing her eyes. Okay, grass? Yeah, and she's like, my eyes. Whatever you say, Zealous.
It's worth noting that there's no plant life on the floor, so it's not quite grass. It's more like a dirt sports field.
AstroTurf?
Sure, yeah, it's AstroTurf. It's a very technologically advanced campus, after all.
I guess we'll go for the dirt.
Okay, you want to go to the detention prison
thingy? Yeah, I mean, if they took her...
Okay.
I mean, if I was evil and wanted somebody, I would put them in a prison cell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what evil people do, right?
I don't know.
Oh. Oh, no. What if they're torturing her? Oh, no.
She's probably fine.
Oh, that's true. Oh, well, yeah. Wow, you're so positive today. Is it because we're going to burn people?
And Zeus just, like, shrugs and just, like... continues on, like let's go.
And as soon as you mention the idea of her being tortured, we'll just quickly cut away to her suite, where a servant is, like, fluffing her pillows and dusting everything, and, like, dropping a coin on the mattress to make sure it's nice and bouncy, and then we'll cut back to you.
Yeah. I hope they got me new towels.
Tensi tries to, is Sexy Ankles, like, watching us while we talk? Or, like, what's he doing?
Yeah, he's patiently waiting for you guys to come to a decision, but he clearly still doesn't understand what you're saying.
Tinsy's going to talk to him anyways. What have I been calling him again?
I think you've mostly been calling him Sexy Ankles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, to his face?
I don't know if Tinsy has, but...
I think you were calling him just friend.
Oh, friend. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I think I was.
I think everyone's just been calling him the Elfman or the Dark Elfman. So... here's my ID. Elfman.
Elfman? But isn't that plural?
Danny Elfman.
If only Elfman. He was a bard.
If only he was
Oh, that would have been better.
Friend, and I'm, like, waving at him, and I point over to, like, where the prison is, and I do, like, little walking things with our fingers, and then I point to my torch. And I put a thumbs up.
As you start pointing towards the prison, he starts nodding, and then you point to the torch and he starts, like, shaking his head. He's just like, like, waving his hands.
Zilis is looking and kind of, like, nodding.
And then he pouts and, like, crosses her arms.
I really wish I could just get a shot of you three silhouettes on a building doing this.
And so I point forward, Zealous, go!
I turn around and walk towards the detention center.
All right, well, you might want to climb down the building as opposed to just walking.
Oh, true.
But yeah, you follow the Dark Elf's lead as he finds a pipe and slides quietly down it. And can I get you to, Tinsy, you won't have to roll but because you're in the harness, oof. But Zealous, can I get you to roll stealth again just to... sort of sneak along the wall towards the detention center.
Roll to make sure you don't get some kind of, like, rope burn on your thighs or anything like that.
I got an 11.
11?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no. Zealous!
In my mind, I'm like... she's so freaking heavy. Well, she's so heavy. Her armor, it's probably...
You take that back! You take that back right now. Put it back into your mouth.
No.
All right, well, Zealous slightly miscalculates her weight as she's sliding down the pole, because she's also got, like, Onyx under one arm. and she sort of plows into the Dark Elf man beneath him, and they all sort of land heavily on the ground below.
He could have at least volunteered to take the cat.
Seriously.
This whole time, when it happens, Tinsy puts up her arms. Whee!
And you have some people over at the sports field who, like, look in your direction. They you've definitely caught their attention, but they're sort of glancing at you and trying to figure out who you are. I don't know if you want to try and do something to act natural. And oh, by the way, as you hit the ground, you remember your Pass Without Trace spell.
Yeah, I literally was like, oh, I can cast Pass Without a Trace. Aww. Just now, I was like, I forgot.
Wait, you can pass that at the end of the last episode?
I don't think so.
Oh, damn it.
Tinsy thinks this is going to be brilliant, and she wants to cast Minor Illusion.
Uh-huh.
Like, kind of, like, obviously it's not going to be big enough, but she wants it to be, like, a like, she thinks this is gonna be so smart. She's gonna cast a pig, and it's, like, running around, and it's like we're trying to catch the pig, so that's why there's, like, noise going on. They're just trying to get a pig. Everything's normal. And Tinsy's like, yeah, yeah, this is going to be great. Zealous, just pretend you're trying to catch the pig so they think we're doing dinner.
Snack.
I mean, it's not real, Zealous. Please don't eat my fake pig.
I could try still.
Okay, go.
All right, well, as
I try to catch the pig.
Somebody from the sports field walks over.
Act natural.
A dwarven man with like a sort of sports jersey, and he sort of jogs over. He looks super, super buff, and he looks at the pig and says something in dwarven that you don't understand.
Our pig, get away from it!
Zealous is just standing by watching, not sure what to do, just kind of like, don't mess with my food. Probably. I'm so out of this.
The other people at the sports field seem to have figured that this guy is handling the situation, and they're going back to their game. So you've only got this one person to distract at this point. But he puts a hand on the pig, and his hand goes right through it.
Oh, no.
And he jumps back, and he's just like really confused.
I give a look to Tinsy. I don't know if Tinsy will be able to like understand my look, but my look that I'm trying to give to you is, we should kidnap him and take him with us.
Tinsy doesn't understand the look too well, but what she wants to do is jump out of the harness and knock him out. Like, I want to, like, leap over Zealous and punch him in the face and knock him out.
He was just coming over to look at a cute little pig friend, and then someone punched him.
All right, well, can I get you to roll an unarmed strike against that, and I'll contest it with his constitution.
Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on. Where is my actions? Unarmed is a +5 to hit. Okay. Sweet baby Jesus. Bless this dice today. For we wish to knock out a dwarf. Trying to touch our pig. Okay. Yes! I got a 19. So,
okay, well, he rolled 5 + 1, so...
Oh, thank Jesus.
Damn.
Thank you, baby Jesus. Bless this day. I'm sorry.
This is the most religious I've ever seen you.
It's important. He touched our pig.
While he's distracted by the pig, he does not notice the very heavy gnome, armored gnome, flying out of his harness and just whacking him in the back of the head. And he sort of goes cross-eyed and... flops down through the pig, and the pig just goes and then poofs away.
When this happened, I just, Zealous, get him.
Okay, I grab my rope and I kind of like tie him up.
You don't have
and
I rope just anymore.
Put him over
it's
my
the harness.
Oh shit, I don't. Oh shoot, I don't. Then I just grab him. I just grab him and like.
Can we put him in the harness?
Yeah, I want him in the harness.
He's a dwarf, so he's a little too big for the harness.
Can we throw him over the? Like,
wall?
Is there a fence?
Or fence?
Wall? Is there a wall? Is there bushes?
The wall is several stories high, and there's no plants.
Any garbage
Would
cans?
Would I be able to dig a hole really quick?
Well, wait, as much as Carol isn't Hold there, on. she is right that there is some architecture on the building that you could probably hide him behind. Like, there's a large pillar.
What were you going to say real quick, Nance?
Oh, I was going to say you should cast the Without a Trace and then dig a hole. But we can throw him there.
No.
Into the roof. And Tinsy wants to, like, hit him one more time just to make sure he is actually out. Like, she just wants to lean down and punch him one more. Do the double tap. It's important. Okay.
So, Zealous is like, I'll grab him. We'll hide him over there and point to, like, where the buildings are to try and find something to hide him on or behind or stuff.
Did you, like, lift him and put it over your shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay, Tinsy walks around to your back where his head is. Like, okay, just give me 1 second. And I want to just jump and punch him in the face. Okay, he's good. He's down.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll walk to where we can hide him, like, either, like, on a roof, if I could throw him high enough, or,
probably behind that pillar would be the best bet, because everything around you is fairly tall.
Okay, then I'll do that. Yeah, I'll hide him behind the pillar.
Is there dirt in front of him?
In front of
like
him?
Where we're putting him?
there's the pillar would obscure him from view from the sports field, and there's nobody closer.
But there's dirt though, right?
There's dirt.
Like, is he on? Like, are we? Is there like, are we standing on dirt?
It's more rocky.
Oh, okay. Tinsy wants to take her sword and try to carve out sorry in front of him for when he wakes up.
Even though you punched him twice.
Yeah, I mean, he was trying to help with the pig, but like, Tinsy's worried about Feral. So she wants to try to carve out sorry.
All right, well, Tinsy, can you roll dexterity to carve sorry in the stone?
Oh, no. I don't have a good dexterity modifier. Okay. 11 plus 1, 12.
Okay.
All right, well, hopefully he understands common tongue, because it's not super legible, but anyone who's fluent would be able to read it.
Nice. Awesome. Like, okay, we're good.
Okay.
All right, Zelis, you cast Pass Without a Trace?
Yeah, I'm going to cast Pass Without a Trace.
And Tinsy goes back into the harness.
Okay.
Just to clarify that.
Zelis is like,
I go
what?
Back into the harness.
Oh, okay.
I just start climbing right on top of you.
Warn me next time.
Oh, sorry. I just thought we were in a rush.
I hope that the Elfman isn't regretting everything at this point.
His facial expression was rather...
Oh yeah, he's around too.
Bleak.
Tinsy looks over at Sexy Ankles and she just puts a thumbs up. And then she holds out her hand for a high five again.
He slowly high fives back.
Nice.
All right. Well, we'll say that with the Pass Without Trace, you managed to make it the rest of the way. Feral.
Hi.
You stare up at the huge hulking golem who looks down at you with, well, it's a little hard to read his rocky face, but is he anxious? He looks back at Tsutsutsu and says, and you realize that the golem must be speaking in Molish. Tsutsutsu smiles up at his big stony friend and responds in clunky druidic.
Okay, big pebble, feral friend, can talk druid.
He hesitates and turns to you.
You do speak druidic, right?
Hell yeah, I speak druidic. What up, rock buddy?
Big pebble. Oh, yeah, siren.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Damn mermaids trying to lure sailors into the water.
The sound of the police.
Boop, boop. It's the sound of the beast.
Bringing us back those bad memories of the beast.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
The ones that Feral's always trying to block out.
No.
Unintentionally.
So.
Big Pebble looks much more relaxed, and you hear the sound of stone scraping against stone as his mouth curves into a smile.
Hello, druid.
Tsutsutsu chimes in.
Met Big Pebble few years back, was exploring old mines, found sealed off hall of golems. Big Pebble teach me druid magic.
He finishes his thought in common tongue.
Big Pebble taught me everything I know about the druidic arts and the history of the Circle of the Deep Woods. The enchantment twitch detects druid magic and sends an alarm. It doesn't work down here, so we're safe.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Let me get a few cantrips out, because, it's been a while.
I don't remember the song lyrics.
I'm going to create a tiny harmless sensory effect just because I can.
Mm. Ooh, what sort of sensory effect?
It's going to be a little rainbow.
Oh. Both Big Pebble and Tsutsutsu look very pleased, and you just hear like a loud stony banging, and you look over to him and he's like clapping his hands just
Oh my god.
Oh, it feels so good to let that out. Okay.
It has been so many years since I've met a druid. How is the outside world?
Oh god, how do I answer that?
Not good, I take it.
No, not really.
It's all right. If Tsutsutsu's plan succeeds, we'll all be able to go out and save the day before you know it.
Oh, God. I have to protect him. I know he's made of rock and he'll be here long after the rest of us are dead, but I can't let him die.
Now, you must have many questions. What can I do for you, friend?
You remembered the Circle of the Deep Woods, yeah?
Yes. I lived with them for hundreds and hundreds of years since I was carved.
What about the Elder? What happened to the Elder? What happened to everyone?
This is a bit of a long story. It was, by Tsutsutsu's estimate, about 50 years ago. The Circle of the Deep Woods was a renowned animist community, famous throughout the Deep Spire for nurturing the natural order. Yes,
it's just a little hard if you don't have a tongue.
Mm-hmm. Talking is very difficult for a rock.
I really appreciate it, buddy.
You're very welcome.
I love this rock so much.
Very welcome. Now,
I want to meet him.
At that time, the foothold of Immorta, it was only just beginning to rise to power. And as the 8 dwarven clans began to fall, it was becoming very clear that this new religion stood in direct opposition of the Circle of the Deep Woods teachings. The clan leader, she traveled all the way to the dwarven capital to make a diplomatic appeal. But while she was gone, Father Gortok and his messiah Lithimorta, they appeared and they laid siege to the circle.
Boo!
I know, right?
Sorry, we had some drinks before this. I'm a little bit silly.
And he has this, as far as you can tell, you know, again with his stony face, this distant look in his eyes, and he says,
"It seemed as though the circle was doomed, but the clan leader returned, having sensed our peril. And for a time, we all believed we were saved. But then came the beast. An untouchable horror protected by the rot. Even the clan leader could not get through its rot armor."
And he gets a distant stare on his face, remembering the events that happened 50 years ago.
I'm gonna pat whatever part of his leg I can reach. At this point, I've kind of sat down, or laid down a little bit. You know, room's getting a little spinny. Like, on my front, my leg's kicking. I just gave him a little pat.
he pulls you in for a hug.
And, oh, no.
And he pulls in Tsutsutsu as well. And it's a bit tight, but it's very sweet. Yeah,
it's very cold.
it's very cold, and it feels like you're being crushed slightly. But fortunately, he relents before you take any real damage.
Fear not, my friends. I can still sense the clan leader's life force somewhere within the circle. But I don't know where.
Wait, like here in the camp, or in the mines, or in the forest, or...
Somewhere within what has now become a re-education camp.
Oh.
She is somewhere within its walls.
Oh.
And Tsutsutsu says,
"Sorry, Big Pebble, I talk Messiah tongue, that's what we call common tongue here. I talk Messiah tongue because easier."
And Big Pebble nods, and Tsutsutsu says,
"Yeah, so we need to find the clan elder and free her, I don't even know where to start looking or who to trust. It's a whole big thing, and I'm running out of time.
When you said detention camp, did you mean like, or rather the re-education camp, did you mean like the detention center?
Well, no, all of Sanctum and Padit, everything within, you know, that big red metal wall?
Oh, I was hoping we narrowed it down. All right.
No, it's a big space.
Still more work for Feral.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, and I pat him too.
Now, what do we do next?
And Big Pebble looks to you and says, "Do you have any more questions for me?"
Can you speak Sylvan?
And he looks a little sheepish and he says, "Not without a tongue."
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. I'm a little sensitive about it, but
oh, no.
It's all right. You didn't know.
Oh, Feral. No, it's awkward.
Shame. Feral.
I didn't know. Can I try seeing if I can speak to anything? There's no wind, right?
Yeah, no, the air is very stagnant and still down here.
Can I feel any rot?
Yeah, you can tune into your senses. I don't remember if I've been making you roll to sense the rot. I don't think I have.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, you focus in and you definitely sense a lot of rot in the areas surrounding you, less so in this part of the mines, particularly where there haven't been a lot of people working since the part of the mines you are in are abandoned. You can almost see, like, the shape of the re-education camp through the walls just based on how strong the rot is there.
Wait. If I can do the rot sense, and there isn't anybody down here, can we, like, tunnel through and find someone and then tunnel back out?
I mean, maybe. Where are you thinking of tunneling?
And that
would take a long time, too, even for me.
I guess we'd have to find out where the Elder is.
That's the big thing.
Okay, yeah.
We could be searching for months or years before we found the Elder. She could be anywhere.
How big is this camp?
It's not too big, but there's still a lot of places that could have tucked her away. I mean, I've never heard anyone mention where she could be before. Most people don't even talk about her. What we're going to have to do is, and I don't know how we'll do this, but we're going to have to find someone we can trust, but also who would know her location.
Does anyone else come down to talk to you, Big Pebble?
No. I haven't seen anyone but Tsutsutsu in almost all of these 50 years.
Oh. You haven't heard anything? Or seen anything?
And he thinks, he says, "Not too long after the circle fell, we were sealed here," and by "we," he sort of nods his head toward all the other destroyed golems all around him. "I had to play dead so that they would not dismantle me like the rest. I've been sealed in here, and I was all alone until Tsutsutsu found me."
Can I do, like, an arcana check on the other golems?
Sure,
like, yeah. Is that something I would know about?
I would probably give you disadvantage just because the magic used to animate golems is something quite foreign to the surface world.
Oh, it's a 5 plus a 5.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably. I mean, you go around to each of the ruined golems, and a lot of them you can tell just by looking at them are definitely out of commission. Like, they are little more than rubble. But even the ones that seem more whole, you don't detect any magic signals from them at all.
Have what have you and Susu been doing for like a plan? Do you have a plan? Susu, you mentioned that maybe there might be some people sympathetic to us.
Let me think. There are a few people I trust here, but I mean, I've never really revealed to anyone that I've been coming here or practicing druid arts. Even though I trust them, I don't know how they would react if I started talking about, you know, what they would consider treason. But, well, the three people I trust most are Big Pebble, of course, and then there's my best friend, Pippi, and my dad, Dackelvrow.
There's the detention center, but I imagine they have a place where they keep prisoners that are, like, more important, you know?
No, you're right. Actually, the detention center is a really good idea. I don't know if we can maybe do some kind of prison break, but we would probably need some real might behind us to do that. But you're absolutely right. Everyone who would be most sympathetic to us would be kept there in the detention center.
Nancy has been pointing at her guns for the past 10 seconds.
But at the same time, I don't know it. I mean, maybe that's where they're keeping the clan leader, but I don't know. Maybe she's so important. Like you say, maybe they're keeping her somewhere else.
I really didn't want to have to do this, but looks like I'm gonna hang out in the castle tower, whatever, a little longer.
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple weeks until my birthday, so we need to be quick, but we don't want to rush this and screw it up, you know?
Yes.
And Tsutsutu takes a look at a device on his wrist and says,
"Oh, crud! It's already that late! Big Pebble, we have go. We must go. Late."
And he's, like, pointing at his wrist device as if Big Pebble understands what that is. And Big Pebble looks a little sad, but he nods and says,
"Big Pebble will miss you, little friend."
I love you, Big Pebble. I'm still on the ground.
And as Tsutsutu pulls himself up to his feet and starts to turn, he says,
Oh, I've got an idea.
And he reaches into his pouch and he says,
"You're going to love this. It's a really cool invention of mine."
And he pulls it out, and you actually recognize this device. It's the same device that you saw on the night that Zeke died. The device with the blinking light that summoned the assassin prince.
Oh, no, that's the bad guy, Switch.
What?
The bad one, with the bird man who killed Zeke.
Who's Zeke?
You would have loved him.
Oh.
And he starts tearing up. He's just like,
"I don't even know who that is, and I miss him."
Oh.
I need more drinks.
Well, the bar might still be open, but we should probably be reporting back soon, or else we're going to get in trouble. We don't want to look too conspicuous, but, anyway, what I was going to do...
And he passes this disc with the light on it, which is not illuminated currently, and he hands it to Big Pebble, who sort of puts his hands together and gingerly takes this device, which is super teeny tiny in his hands. It's like the size of one of his fingertips. And he's, like, holding it very carefully. And Tsutsutsu says,
"If we get into trouble and we need some backup, I'm going to make this thing light up, okay? And can you come save us and maybe bring my power armor with you?"
"Big Pebble will always be there for you, little friend."
Oh my heart!
I love you guys together. You're like really good friends. Alright, I'm getting up. And I'm not moving. Okay, just give me a second.
Alright, so while you get ready to head back out of the mines, we'll cut back to the detention center.
It's us!
Your group has snuck around the tall fence around the detention center. And you enter the building through a window that you find lower to the ground. This one's not barred. And inside, you find yourself in what appears to be the office of some unimportant grunt worker, but currently it is empty. There's nobody in there. There's papers strewn around, but it doesn't look as though it's like any suspicious activity. It looks like whoever owns this office is maybe just a bit messy. And there's only one door in and out of this place.
Okay. Can I do, like, I don't know, like, investigation to see if there's anything maybe kind of important that could help us figure out, like, maybe who's in here, if Pharaoh's in here, possibly?
So Zelis approaches the desk and starts rifling through the papers and picks one up and nods as if she understands what she's reading.
That's right. I forgot.
Oh, did you find something good?
Yeah. You know, I can't quite, you know, I think, you take a look.
Yeah, no worries, I can definitely do that, Zelis. It's thanks. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
No.
And, Tinsy, like, kind of, like, squirms her fingers, in, like, from over your shoulders to ask for you to pass the papers over.
Yeah, I pass her the papers.
What do my eyes gander at?
Well, can I get you to give me an intelligence roll, Tinsy?
Uh-oh. I completely freaking forgot that I didn't know how to read. I was like, what is he?
And then you stare at it for a while, and then the dark elf kind of motions like, give it to me. I'll do it.
Feral's the smart one out of the three of us, so we're screwed when it comes to information gathering.
Yeah?
That's really scary.
Mm-hmm. At least you know how to read and write.
Oh my god. 14 plus 1. So that's 15.
Okay, so you take a look at it, and you think it is potentially a log of the prisoners in the detention center, but unfortunately it's written in Dwarven. It could be useful to have in case somebody can translate it for you, but you yourself are not able to.
Tinsy thinks back to the dwarf that she knocked out. Zelis?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's written... Do I recognize that it's in Dwarven?
That would be your guess.
Yeah. I think this is written in Dwarven. Well, we should have made friends.
Well, what about him? Like, maybe he could, like...
Oh, yeah! And I, like, try to... I like, wave him over and I point at the paper.
And he takes the papers and he looks through them. And judging by his eyes, like, reading Dwarven is a struggle, but he's able to read it a little bit.
Nice call. Good job, sexy ankles. Wait, I take that back. I'll hold it off until we know what's role is.
Yeah.
But he shakes his head and gives you an apologetic look and hands the papers back.
Mm. Tinsy reaches down and pats his cheeks. It's okay.
Wait, which cheeks, though?
I'm on the back of Zelis. It's going to be his face. Yeah. Don't worry, sexy ankle's yours.
His legs aren't that long.
He's got two kneecaps on each leg.
Oh my God. That went from sexy to not.
That is terrifying.
Hot to not.
Nightmare fueled. Oh,
seriously. I guess we should, like, leave this room and go see what we can find. Could you maybe, like, hide us extra with, like, a spell or something? Like, make it seem like we're a wall.
Well, you've still got Pass Without a Trace active.
Yeah, but if there's, like, people right outside. Yeah, that should be fine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're barking up the wrong tree, too, so.
Oh, and by the way, like, you also find, like, it's surprisingly comfortable in here. If you want to give me a perception roll.
Yes, yes.
Oh, me too. Can I do perception roll?
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
You're so excited for perception.
13.
13? Okay.
Oh, yeah. What's my perception modifier? I think it's just one. perception is a one, so 17.
17? Okay. Yeah, Tinsy, over the last, you know, month or however long it's been that you've been underground, you've kind of gotten used to the air being really still and stagnant and that kind of thing. But it's got a nice flow to it in here. And you look around and you notice this small duct on the wall. And you realize that this must be some kind of dwarven invention that's ventilating the room.
Do they got that AC, though?
I wouldn't say it's quite air-conditioned, no. But the air is moving. However, it does look too small for even for a gnome to crawl through.
Damn. Oh, you knew what I was thinking. I was going to be like, Zealous, throw me up!
Same.
So, listeners, Annie is literally just like little fingers in front of her face going like little squirrel. Yes, I'm going to turn into the gray squirrel.
Yeah, he finally gets to come out. And I'm going to like... We've forgotten him for 2 months.
Yeah.
He pops out of Tinsy's arm and like... And sort of like hands doing like jazz hands.
Oh, I like squish his little cheeks with like my two index fingers and squish his little cheeks. Hi, buddy.
He says, "Hello, friend. I've been getting real toasty in there. Thanks for letting me out." Sorry.
Oh, did you wanna take a little journey for us?
And he like nods excitedly.
Do you see the? That, ooh, what's it called? I don't even know what it is. It, like, ventilates things. That little thing. And they just start pointing at it.
And he, like, points up to it.
Yeah. Do you want to go in there? I look over at Zealous. What are we looking for? Just Feral? Feral? Do you want to find Feral?
You forgot you were looking for me?
If you find her, yes. But, like...
I'm not sure what I should tell him to find.
Say Feral. Say, like, we'll look for Feral, but anything else important, too.
Okay. Do you think you can look and see if you can find Feral in here? And if you see anything important or shiny or cute? Or just important, I guess.
And he looks, like, really excited to finally have a job. Zealous, you're the only one really tall enough to lift him up to the vent, so mm-hmm. He climbs into your hand and you lift him up, and the cover over the vent is fairly loose.
Tinsy says stop.
Oh.
Zealous, you have to send him off. You have to give him a protection kiss on the forehead.
I'm not sure if I am missing a message or you just want me to kiss him. Okay.
No, I just want you to kiss his forehead. I do that because it keeps him protected.
Zealous, like, goes and kind of gives him, like, a small peck, but it's more of, like, a, like, almost like a tasting of a snack.
Wait, do I notice that she's tasting the squirrel?
Does Zealous have lips?
Okay, Tinsy, roll perception, and Zealous, roll stealth.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna be so angry right now if I get something low.
I got a freaking 24.
No, I have to be like, I got a 19. Are you serious? Don't eat my squirrel.
I'm just tasting. You know, I don't know how to kiss a small furry being that I would normally eat.
Can you roll perception that the squirrel notices? The gray squirrel notices? Oh, I'm so angry right now.
Well, as Zealous lifts the squirrel up to the vent and it starts clattering away, you hear it, like, muttering to itself. It's like, and Tinsy, you understand it to be saying, it's like, well, when Tinsy kisses me, she doesn't use tongue.
Take this moment to apologize to everyone.
So because I still didn't beat her stealth, I'm just going to go, Zealous, I think maybe we should have a conversation about how to kiss. Has anyone told
I mean, hey, like, she gave an amazing kiss to Laurel, I remember. So, you know, it's just force of habit, right?
Just go full.
Sometimes when you kiss your friends, you don't kiss like that. You know what? Let's wait for Feral to explain.
I'm sorry. Who have you kissed? I haven't seen you kiss anybody.
Oh, fucking shots fired.
So it's fired.
And Tinsy grabs her face and kisses her. I'm just kidding.
It's not that type of podcast.
I'd also like to apologize to everybody who was waiting for that to happen.
Cut that tension with a knife.
Tinsy,
so
just
I'm
like,
just saying, if we're going off of experience, I think I should be teaching you something.
Well, hey, Zealous, that was a sore spot. Let's just focus on Pharaoh.
Well, after a couple minutes, you hear a small click in the lock of the door, and you hear quietly,
What does he say?
He's just like, hey, it's me.
Whoa. What? Whoa, his voice real broke.
Like, go, Zealous, go. And I'm like wiggling my feet. Go to the door, go to the door.
I go to the door.
Oh, right, you're still nervous.
And I open it, and I'm just like, open it kind of roughly, like, what the hell? Like, did I hear it too?
As if it's your own house. You're like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not making realize what time it is.
You open the door, and it's like kind of loudly, and you just like all go silent as you hear the door open and like echoing down the hallway. But like, you all stop and listen, and you don't hear anyone.
Oh.
But the gray squirrel, after he's done facepalming, says,
I think the coast is clear. If you follow the hallway to the right, it seems like there's a cell block down that way. There's lots of prisoners there, but there were some guards, so I wasn't able to get too far in without being noticed.
You sound like Tsutsutsu.
I was thinking the same thing.
You're right, that was Tsutsutsu's voice.
What was the gray squirrel's voice?
He had two voices, one for Tinsy's interpretation of his voice and one for his actual voice.
Yeah. Can we just, for memory's sake, can we hear his actual voice say this?
Travel yonder, down the hall to the right, and you shall find the cell block. But I could not enter, for there were many guards present.
Oh my god, I love it.
So, you translate it to me?
Yeah. I'm like, so, Zealous, apparently there are some guards down the hall to the left? Wait, hold on.
And to the right.
Tinsy just holds up all of her fingers, and she's like, to the left? Oh, right? To the right.
And he just, like, points in the direction of the cell box.
Zealous looks at Tinsy and is like, if Pharaoh's not here, we could make a really big campfire.
Tinsy, like, just, Tinsy's is already, like, when you said when Pharaoh's not here, she's already, like, torch. Wait, but what if there are other prisoners?
Are they good people?
Well, I mean, if they're prisoners, I'm assuming they, like, fought to not be, like, gross.
then, I mean... Wait, repeat that? I did not get...
Oh, like...
They fought to not be gross?
Yeah. So they fought not to get the rot? Because that's why they're in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we could start it.
We can start with the guards.
And then do, like, a... Like, run. We can run and see if we can find anybody and just start screaming fire.
If a guard gives us trouble, he can be the first one.
Oh, you know what? That's true, because there's a lot of rock. How about, can we sneak up to the guards and just set them on fire?
Yeah. But would that bring the tent? Yeah.
Well, we could block their way and let them burn.
Yeah.
Okay.
the dark elf man is, like, looking between the two of you, and, like, he's starting to get a worried look on his face, even if he can't quite follow what you're saying.
Tinsy points at the torch again and thumbs up to him.
he sort of grimaces.
She just puts out, like, two fingers in the harness. She, like, pretends to be, like, really, like, guard-like. She squares her shoulders and, like, wiggles around a little bit. And then she puts two fingers and points to the right side and then to her torches.
Well, he sighs and just goes on ahead down the hall.
I think that's okay.
We follow him. Yeah, I think we got his approval.
Well, as your group travels down the hall... It's a fairly long hallway, and just based on where you entered, you can tell that if you were to go the other way, that would lead you towards the entrance of the building, whereas now you're traveling deeper into the detention center. After about half a minute of walking down this hall, at the far end of the hall, you see a gnome woman round the corner, and she's got her head sort of buried in a clipboard, so she hasn't noticed you yet. And the dark elf man quickly and silently sidesteps his way into an open door.
I think we should maybe follow him for now, and then we'll continue with our other plan.
Are you saying this?
Are you talking about being stealthy?
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, it's
no, no, no,
no. He just hard eyes. Zealous.
Onyx has already followed him. Quietly. I whisper this very quietly since I can't take it back, apparently.
Tinsy.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself.
Well, you're lucky she rolled a 2 on her perception.
Oh, so. Thank God.
I guess she won't be the first one we burn.
So she... So you follow the dark elf man into the room, and the room seems to be some sort of supply room. Has all kinds of odds and ends, like cooking utensils and all sorts of tools. No useful weapons or anything like that. but he hides behind a shelf, and you join him. The gnomish woman, still face buried in the clipboard, rounds the corner, and you notice that she's got those pale, glowing undead eyes. And she's just, like, looking over the clipboard and shaking her head and muttering to herself. And Tintsy, you speak gnomish, so you understand her to be saying, I can't believe we're entertaining this notion. This is ridiculous. Not really spending any time looking up, goes about picking up a crate, and she opens up a closet and begins loading a bunch of art supplies into the crate. Canvases, paints, that sort of thing. Places the crate down by the door. And then she walks over to a shelf and picks up a pair of these funny-looking boots and straps them onto her feet. And she picks up the crate and walks up, down into the hall, and she sort of squats holding the crate. And these boots have wheels that deploy and go under her feet.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then you just hear like a...
And oh, there's like yeah.
a stream of steam that sprays out from her heels, and she goes zooming down the hall towards the cell block.
Oh my god, it's like the Super Mario Bros. Movie meets wheelies! Fuck yes!
I want it.
I want it too.
Tinsy, I want it.
Tinsy, you look to the shelf where she got the boots, and there is an extra pair there, unattended.
Zealous, yeah, get on my shoulders.
Okay.
Nancy?
I want this.
Nancy?
Yes.
Happy birthday.
I'm so happy right now.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to add boots of great propulsion to your inventory.
Yes. So much. Oh, my kind, benevolent. Oh, so handsome, DM. Thank you.
And smart. And talented. Smart. And
the really mane of
gracious.
Gorgeous hair.
Yes.
Zealous, get on my shoulders right now.
I think you need to say something wonderful, like a catchphrase or something, as you peel off for the first time.
You'll probably want to read the item description before you use it too much.
Okay.
And then what about the elf and Onyx? I guess I'll carry Onyx with me too, but then the elf will just have to run. I don't know if Nancy's going to be able to carry all of us.
I just really want to take a moment to think about what the elf man has endured.
Endurance is a good word.
You know what? Watching ankles can handle a lot. He has to be able to if he wants to get at Feral.
He'll just need to go to therapy afterwards.
We're gonna give him the shovel talk, right? Yes, we'll give him the shovel talk.
If you want to be like my lover, you do have to get with my friends. But he just watched you guys talk about burning everybody, and now he's watched you come across these jet poops. And now he's watched this giant dragon woman get on top of your little shoulders and grab her again, and you're gonna go,
well,
like,
maybe.
Flying.
Okay, so should I explain, like, will I know this as I grab it?
Yeah, you also observed how it works by watching the gnomish woman, so okay. That's how Tinsy knows, but if you want to read the item description out loud, just so everyone knows how they work.
So, when activated, the wearer's speed increases to 100, but all stealth checks automatically fail. On difficult terrain, the warrior must succeed a dexterity saving throw or fall prone, taking 2d6 bludgeoning damage. DC will be chosen by the DM. While moving at full speed, the warrior can travel short distance along walls or over the surface of a body of liquid such as water.
Whoa. Hell yes.
And it doesn't Damn. And it doesn't look like there's any, like, there's no limit to
nope,
how often I
no
can
limit.
Use this.
Is it like petrol or kinetic energy?
Magic.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Tinsy's full of it. That is. Okay, so
can the elf man go into my harness, by the way? And then
No, okay. It has to be a small or smaller person.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay, I have an idea. So first all, hey Zealous, I have a plan. It's not a great plan, but it's still a plan.
Okay.
If I use these boots, let's say we set this place on fire. We have to quickly find people who are in danger.
Okay.
I can use these boots, get all these, like, cells open, I don't know, doors, I guess, see if there's anybody, find Feral. But the problem is, we can't be stealthy anymore.
Annie, I have a feeling these two are going to kill every potential ally that you could possibly find.
I think somewhere while Feral is drunkenly walking up many stairs, she gets a sudden chill and the pressure in her ears changes, and she feels like somebody's making a very bad decision right now.
I mean, we don't need to be stealthy if we're just going to be setting people on fire, but we just need to be careful of who we set on fire, because maybe somebody knows, you know, our language, like common, and what everybody else is speaking. And then they can figure out what, like, things are.
The Dark Elf Man has kind of noticed that you guys are talking about using the boots, and he's just, like, sort of doing the motion where he's, like, moving his hands across his neck, just like, no, 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 no.
He wants to dance, and Tinsy starts dancing with him.
That's my favorite dance move. It's just nervously bouncing from foot to foot going, no, no, no.
I vote yes.
Tinsy.
I
vote yes. He's like, oh, you know, you're right, though. Maybe we can find someone in here that'll help us find Feral. Because maybe they've heard something.
If Feral's in here, she's going to be in with all the other prisoners. So if she's not there, well, that's kind of worrisome, but we could have fun.
But you know what? What if we set things on fire and then we can't get to her?
Once again, the Dark Elf Man has already, like, started walking down the hall again.
How about I get on your shoulders and we just take it as we go?
Ooh, you're more sneaky than me, though.
What about the... Okay. Well, the boots look like fun.
Oh, he's already really far. Okay, let's just see.
We could outrun anybody who sees us.
I mean, that's true. Okay, let's just see who's the prisoners here first.
Okay.
I climb back into the harness. And it's never graceful. It's never just like a quick, like, you know, the only time it's graceful is when I'm like trying to surprise her, but this I'm just literally just clambering on top of her.
We need to put a few stirrups on that thing.
I'm doing it from the front.
Oh, so you're like using my serpent breasts?
No,
as
I'm not
like
grabbing your breasts. I'm grabbing like your arms and stuff.
Okay.
And then I slowly
okay.
like climb over your shoulder and into the harness.
It's not a word I thought we would talk about today. Is snake titties.
Snake people are a whole other race in D&D.
Yeah, I know, but in my mind I was like, reptile, dragon, snake came to mind first before dragon boobs. No, Zealous would be thinking fairy breast.
Yeah, no, yours would be a fairy. Mm. You're a fairy.
Anyway, we should follow him.
Yes, well, as you enter the hall, you see he's already all the way at the far end of the hall, and he's sort of crouching and looking around the corner, and it doesn't take you long to rejoin him. You look around, and you finally do see the cell block. Let me just...
Is there a tango happening in it?
No cell block tango, I'm sorry. But... So you look at the cell block, and it seems like all of the prisoners have been let out of their cells for now. They're all gathered in the center of the room,
and each of them are standing in front of an easel and canvas, and they're all looking kind of puzzled. There's a handful of guards just sort of standing lazily around the sides of the group, and their attention is turned inwards, so the sides of the rooms are fairly unobserved at this point. And in fact, all of the lights in the room have been directed into the center so that people can see their canvases a bit better. So actually the edges of the room will be useful for stealth. And that's also where all the cells are. How convenient. The Dark Elf, he sees that you've caught up with him, and he does some hand gestures, points to himself, points to you guys, and sort of points his hands in opposite directions, sort of trying to imply that he wants to split up and sort of sneak around the perimeter of the room and see what you guys can find through investigation.
Tinsy won't fight this.
Yeah. I point to Onyx to go with the elf, so that way she can help him, and then me and Tinsy will stay together, obviously.
And the gray squirrel.
So, Zealous, roll me stealth, and both of you roll investigation.
But my feet are
peepy.
No.
I got a 6 on stealth.
Oh no.
But what about pass without a trace, though? Doesn't that add, like, 10?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, 16.
Oh my god.
16.
Oh my god.
My perception was dope. It was 19 plus 1.
Yeah.
Was that perception or investigation?
Oh, sorry. Investigation is still plus 1, so still okay. Still 19 plus 1 then.
Mine is 19 plus 3, so 22.
Nice, our peepers are peeping.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, excellent. Yeah, you all did great, and so did the Dark Elf. So you all are sneaking through the darkness around the sides of the room, and as you go, notice a grinning dwarven man with wild, wiry hair walking up onto a raised platform in front of all of the inmates, and he's smiling at them, and he has this paint-spattered smock. He looks to everyone, and he says, "My, what a great pleasure to be with all of you here today." And he's speaking in common tongue, so you can all understand him, but judging by the expressions on the faces of all the inmates, none of them have any idea what he's saying. But he doesn't seem to notice that no one understands him, and he goes on and says, "Now, my name is Roiland Griffith of House Biv." And Tinsy, you recognize the name of House Biv. Can you give me an intelligence roll to see if you can recall where you've heard that before?
Is this man R.G. Biv?
Roy G. Biv.
He's yeah. Roy G. Biv.
I'm so glad you caught that. Thank you.
Oh my god. I love the referencing.
We wow. got Redgar. We got Roy G. Biv. I'm still going to call this guy Danny Elfman.
And that was intelligence?
Yep.
So that's 17 plus 1, so 18.
Okay, perfect, yeah.
I'm just kidding, I think Sexy Ankles is better.
You don't even know his actual name yet. So yeah, Tinsy, you think back, and you remember back in your days with the Order of Orgelad, you had a dwarven friend named Doc Durkee.
Doc Durkee. Dr. Nice. Dr. Durkee.
Yeah.
But you gotta say it like that, right? Like Dr. Durkee.
Dr. Durkee.
Dr. Durkee. Yeah.
He was sort of the Order of Orgelad's medicine man. He was also the only dwarf in the Order of Orgelad. He never talked very much about his life before the Order of Orgelad, back when he used to live within the Deep Spire. But you do remember one time after, like, a night where a bunch of the paladins had been drinking together, he finally did open up, and he revealed that he was from House Biv.
Tinsy, like, really quietly, like, tries to pat Zealous. Zealous, did you hear this? Did he say House Biv?
Would I recognize it? Should I?
No, you would have no idea what House Biv was.
Oh, I think so. Why?
So there's, and like Tinsy just gets really like teary eyed because she like thinks back to it. She's like, okay, so there was this dwarf that was in the order, and he was from House Biv too.
Oh,
Zealous?
Yeah.
Do you remember Do you remember when we met my family?
Yeah.
Do you think my dad's here too?
He might be.
Do you think we can just wait a little bit and hear what he's talking about?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, as you guys are going around the perimeter of the room, it doesn't seem like anybody's left in the cells, so you would guess all the inmates are within the center of the room, and you do not see Feral there. But this Roiland Griffith of Hepsbiv, he does go on, and he's saying things along the lines of, "Wow, Father Gortak seems to think that the only path to rehabilitation is through industry and labor, but he fails to understand that not everybody responds to that so well. You are all druids. You understand beauty. And so I have come to bring beauty to you and show you that there can still be life in the next life. I'm very excited to get started." And he picks up his brush and he says, like, now, we're going to start by painting a landscape. Now, first, beat the rot out of it. And he slaps it against the evil bunch. he starts painting, and the inmates all look at each other and shrug. And even if they can't understand what they're saying, they're like, well, this is better than being stuck in a cell. So they all pick up their paints and start following along.
Oh, that's great.
Tinty just grimaces. Yes. What are they doing?
I don't know, but do you see your dad?
No, I don't think so. I don't, right?
No, you don't see anyone here you recognize.
He would be with the prisoners if he was here, eh?
Tinsy's thinking real hard about seeing if she can sneak up there.
And eventually you do meet up with the Dark Elf Man on the far side of the room from where you came in, and he grimaces and shakes his head, so he hasn't spotted Feral either.
Well,
do you think I'm wondering whether or not Tinsy could, like, pretend to, like, sneak in and be, a, like, pretend to be a prisoner? I'm like, oh, sorry I'm late! But I don't think that's gonna work, because she's too clean. I'm she's too well put together because it's Tinsy, you know?
And I'm sure there's a uniform as well. And if you're not in that uniform or anything.
Tinsy doesn't wear a uniform. She only wears the uniform of her order. Sacrilegious to put anything else on. Tinsy is more worried about Feral than finding out what's happening with House Biv, I think. No, I was like, can I use a hunter's mark?
So you want to mark RG Biv?
Yes, I want to mark RG Biv. So do I just cast it then?
Yeah, go ahead and hit cast.
Okay. Bam. Cast. Took one of my spell slots. Okay.
Excellent.
Done.
All right, so I guess your group is going to make their way out of the detention center and then regroup and figure out where to go to next?
I point at the, I get the attention of the sexy ankles to the elf man, and I kind of shrug my shoulder and kind of like move my hand around to indicate like where else should we go to.
He sort of nods and starts leading the way back where you came from. I would say that the good stealth that you guys got before, especially with the pass without a trace, is enough to get you out of the detention center safely.
Can we check on the dwarf to make sure he's still out?
It would be a bit of a detour because you had to sneak good distance. Right.
That's fine.
All right. Well, meanwhile, Tsutsutsu and Feral are most of the way out of the mines, and you hear Tsutsutsu say, "Oh no!" And you look ahead and you see that this sort of two-sided metal door has been closed over the entrance to the mine, and he says, "They've already closed up for the day!" And as you approach the door, he says, "Oh good! Looks like they haven't fixed that jam!" And as you get closer, you notice that sort of at the bottom, there's like a little gap where it hasn't closed all the way, and he starts to crawl through. But as you look at it, you can tell that there's no way that you would be able to get your shoulders through this hole.
But Snake Girl could.
Snake Girl could, yeah.
Wait, would that be like casting a spell? Don't just shrug at me. What if I cast the spell and Papa Gortok's, like, little alarm thingy goes off.
Tsutsutsu sticks his nose through and he says,
"Oh, right, your shoulders.
They got those antlers on them.
Yeah.
They're not really practical, but I like them.
Yeah, they look cool as heck.
Thanks. I'm not sure. Get me.
Yeah, your sense of style is on point."
I like the way you flex. You got clout, though.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I never thought that druids would be so well dressed until I met you. But hey, here we are. But that's aside the point. How are we gonna get through here?
I could dig.
I don't think even I could dig. The doors are metal, and this is solid rock.
Are we still outside the boundary of the...
Are you asking me or are you asking him?
So, you know how I made, like, a rainbow and nothing, like, no guards came running? Or do you think I could do that here? Like, not the rainbow, but, like...
You have a spell in mind?
Yeah. Have you seen this one before? I do this cool thing where I turn into a snake.
Whoa, cool. Oh, I think Big Pebble told me about that. It's like wild shape, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to learn that one. But, it probably would set off the alarm here, but,
Alright, well, could you, like, bring me some crackers or something?
Oh, we really do have to get you out of here. They're gonna get suspicious if you're suddenly missing, huh?
I tripped and fell in the mine, and then they closed the gate behind me.
Yeah. They know we were taking the tour, and maybe... Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We'll say that we took too long touring the mines, and they got closed up, and so you didn't have a choice but to cast a spell. That might be a little slap on the wrist, but they trust me, so if I vouch for you, you shouldn't get in too much trouble. And you're new here. They'll go easy on you.
That's a lot of faith.
You're new here, but you're a druid, and they want me dead. They.
I mean, the Papa Gore. Wow, I can't believe I'm calling him that now. But
Papa Gore.
I know. Sorry. Papa Gore trusts me, and
his eyes go a little watery. He's like,
and you trust me, right?
Oh. All right, it's sneak roll time.
Okay.
And he, like, scuttles backwards out of the hole, and he, like, covers his eyes, like, bracing himself for the alarm.
What happens to a snake when it has alcohol in it?
That is a great question.
You sure don't slither straight.
All right.
Street line.
Mm-hmm. I'm snake roll now.
All right.
I don't have, like, a snake power makeup or anything that I do. I just poof, and I'm a snake, right?
Snake power, make up!
Yes, please!
But yes. But yeah, your body shifts and changes, and in your snake form, the presence of the rot all around you is overwhelming at first, and your head rings painfully as you focus and try to make sense of the powerful new sensations running through you.
Oh, snakes get hangovers.
But after a moment, you feel as though you're able to start making sense of these new sensations and...
Sensations. Thank you.
You're able to start making sense of it, as though your eyes were adjusting to a painfully bright light. You look all around, and now not only can you sense the presence of the rot as you could before, but you see ghostly rot tendrils, unnoticed by everyone but you. These tendrils move and wave, unlike most of the physical rot that you've seen up until this point. They are clawed and twisted, reaching desperately out for any living creature.
Oh.
You look to Tsutsutsu, who is still covering his eyes, waiting for the alarm to sound in response to your transformation, and standing over him, you see two ghostly mole folk in full plate armor, looking over him with concern.
Oh my god.
Slowly, Tsutsutsu moves his hands away from his goggled eyes.
The alarm wasn't triggered?
And he looks at you and gasps and staggers backwards, not noticing the ghostly mole folk watching over him.
What? That is no druid magic! Pharaoh, What are you?
I think I'm just kind of looking back and forth between the two. Did he mention not having parents earlier? I can't remember.
He mentioned to you his dad, Doc Overall, but you wouldn't know that that's a dwarf.
Okay. Lots going on. Hey, can you, like, understand me?
He stares blankly at you.
Cool. I wave my tail at him and try to curl it so it looks like a thumbs up.
And he, with a shaking hand, gives you a thumbs up back.
Cool, everything's normal and fine.
Now that you're out, are you gonna turn back, or...?
Can the shapes see me?
Like the two molefolk, or just...
Yeah, the ghosts.
The two molefolk ghosts seem to be more interested in Tsutsutsu, so they haven't looked towards you.
Can I go up to them and sniff them, or, like, can they, if I, like, move or interact with them, can I do that?
Sure. So you go up to one of them, and as you're sniffing at it, it does look to you, and it smiles gently and places a paw on top of your head.
What does it feel like?
It feels a little cold, and it feels incomplete, as if it's been separated from itself.
Oh, no. I don't know if I should tell this to I'm not going to tell Tsutsutsu. Okay, I come back. I turn back into Feral.
And Tsutsutsu looks up at you with wonder and says,
Feral, is that what the Avatar of the Rock does?
I make the rock go poof and I become a real cool snake.
Feral, when I saw you as a snake, I felt something I can't explain. It's like the rot inside of me was relieved to finally see you.
And we will take a break there.
Oh, shit!
Damn, oh my Feral.
Back at it again with the snake form.